Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Assistant Chief Jim Seward and Training Officer Tracy Owens of the Wellman Volunteer Fire Department about the department's 125th anniversary. How long have you been in the department?
Officially 41 years.
41 years. How did you first get involved?
Well, at just like Zach, my dad, my grandpa, my uncle, and my brother were on the department. So it's just something that I grew up with, you know, and I said I was officially 41 years on the department, but I was going to fires with my dad before I was officially joined. I really don't know when I joined the department. After we get done talking, I'll go in and I'll show you a group photo with me in it when I was little. But so I graduated in 77, and that's when I got out of high school, and then I say that's when I started on the department officially. So,
yeah. And so would you consider yourself a pyro junkie, or
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah? Yep. Always did, even when I was a kid, like to play with fires. Our family went camping all the time, and I was always poking in the fires and then the fireworks. I'm in charge of shooting off the fireworks for the 4th of July every year.
Sure.
So, yeah, I'm...
Yeah. And were there ever times, you know, when you were younger, starting out of the department, or even still today, do you have a sense of trepidation or fear, you know, when it comes to doing this sort of work?
Not really. With the experience, you kind of know, and I'm not as brave as I used to be, I guess. So I don't put myself into situations where I'm going to get into trouble.
You let the younger kids do that.
Yeah. Yep.
And what's kept you on the department for this long?
Just want to help out, you know, help people, you know, and through my life, people have helped me, and I want to give back to helping other people.
And how would you say the Wellman Fire Department is impacting the community besides responding to fires and other emergency situations?
Oh, they impact, you know, everybody on the department does things for the community, you know, above and beyond just the fire department. It's a close-knit group of guys that you know, we do everything from search and rescue. Electricity goes out, we're out, you know, flooding, that kind of stuff. So, you know, we're not only just putting out fires.
Actually, Jim Seward that I worked with got me involved with it, and 23 years later, I'm still here, so.
And what did you first think of the prospect of being on the fire department? Were you, like, scared, or?
It was nerve-wracking. My first week, we had two major calls, which made you really question if you're one to be a fireman. Just for what we ran into at those times, but you know, it's a good thing. We do a lot of good for the community, so.
What do you think this experience of being a volunteer firefighter has taught you?
Well, I think you're in the public a lot more. I mean, just knowing a lot more of the community people, which is a good thing.
What do you think has kept you on the department for this long?
Oh, it's a brotherhood. I mean, same guys, and it's always good to see new guys come on, but it's getting more and it's getting harder and harder to get new guys because there's so much more involvement, training, certifications, that it's a commitment for sure to be a fireman anymore. And that's all state and federal regulations anymore, so that's a lot of it.
And why would you, I guess, encourage local residents to be involved in their fire department?
You know, I think it's actually more the person's choice. We have guys that come down and do want to be a part of it, but for a lot of people, it's not their cup of tea, I think, for a lot of it. So, you know, because there are things you see or around that, for a lot of people, that doesn't work, so.
And 125 years is a long time. It's last year Kelowna was just celebrating mm-hmm. their 100th anniversary.
Yep.
In the 23 years that you've been on the department, what have been some of the biggest changes that you've seen happen around here?
Oh, a lot more advanced equipment, newer trucks, a lot of newer equipment, gas detectors, air packs. There's just so much more safety equipment from what it used to be, which is a great thing. But, yeah, and it's all that stuff's really expensive though too, which is, you know, we have our pancake breakfast and fundraisers, but it takes a lot. And we've been very fortunate with the River Boat Casino grants. That's been huge for us. So
that's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Assistant Chief Jim Seward and Training Officer Tracy Owens of the Wellman Volunteer Fire Department about the department's 125th anniversary. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.